Hello, good night, and thanks for tuning in for Call This Idea, 10:37 p.m. I thought I'd just do a quick podcast before I go to bed. But, you know, women, this is a different type of podcast. It's just talking about, you know, women do have to take accountability, and I'm speaking from my own experiences. A lot of times, women get into these relationships, and the relationship don't go the way they expected. They end up hurt. They may end up a single parent. They going through a lot of stuff. But then they want to blame the man. Oh, he mistreated me. He did this. He did that. But my thing is, what part did you play in it? Did you see the red flags in the beginning and you was like, oh, I'm ignoring them because I'm a good woman. If I be a good man to him, it's going to change him. We cannot change a man. A man is going to do what he want to do. If you want to change, then he will change. If he don't, you cannot make him change. But you have to take accountability for the men you choose to get involved with, to have children with, to even marry. Because at the end of the day, a lot of times we see the red flags in the beginning of the relationship, but we still end up messing with this person and being involved with this person when we saw the red flags. And then when we get hurt, or you're cheating on us, or they're not taking, they're not helping out like they're supposed to, and they're doing all sorts of things, but then we get upset and then we want to blame the man. But he already showed us who he was before he did all this wrong. Before he did all this wrong. We're so busy looking for attention and validation from a man instead of loving ourselves. There's a lot of trauma bonding going on in this relationship because people are not healing and jumping into these relationships and thinking they found their soulmate when they only attracted and connected with this person because they share those traumas together. And then the kids end up suffering simply because of a mother. You as women open our legs up to the wrong man. Some of us have babies by men who straight up told you he ain't want to have no kids, but you want to have a baby anyway. Now you want to put him on child support and mess up his life because you failed to listen to what he was saying. So yeah, women do have to take accountability for the relationships that go left because the men only do what we allow. And we have to stop thinking we can change a man because we being this good-ass woman. A man is going to be good for who he wants to be good for who his heart belongs to. You can cook dinner, you can do backflips on his penis, you can have the greatest sex, you can do all those things, take his kids, but if his heart not with you, his heart is not with you. And there's nothing you can do to change that. So, I'm saying, work on you, become the best version of you. You still gonna attract the wrong man, but when you take the time to heal those parts of you that's attracting them, maybe you won't attract them no more. Maybe you won't accept those behaviors because as soon as you recognize the red flags in the first couple of weeks, you will, you know, be like, I can't do this. But yeah, take accountability for becoming a single parent. Because 9 times out of 10, we had no business having a baby by that man in the first place. Gotta go. Love and light and peace and blessings and thanks for tuning in with Father's Hot Day. I just did a podcast on women taking accountability because we're always blaming a man for the relationship going wrong. We always blame the man for not being a good father to our children, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, we were the one that chose to be with this man. We were the one that chose to have babies by this man. We chose to leave this man. We chose to marry this man. Even though we saw those red flags in the first 3 months. And I'm speaking from my own experiences. And number one, I've been married twice. The first marriage, he was interested in me at 16. No, maybe 15. Chased me, pursued me for about a year. 16, I decided, yeah, I'm interested. And I go ahead and be in a relationship with him. At 16, we were intimate. we didn't have no sex until I turned 17. So I was with him for like a whole year before I decided to have sex with him. Dated. He was real nice to me. Gave me money. Took me to the movies. Took me to the music prom. Took me out to dinner. Bought me jewelry. Bought me my first pair of Fila's back in the 80s. So, you know, I didn't know nothing about how I'm in. I didn't know anything about relationships. Only what I saw and my mom, who had multiple men in her life. So I never saw or been around a healthy relationship besides my grandparents. So I ain't live with them. That's the only marriage that I actually saw that was healthy. So anyway, I go ahead and I get involved with him. He put his hands on me when I was 17. I remember us being outside, leaning on a car. It was the fall. I think it was the fall because I know school had started. I said to him, if I get pregnant by you, what would you do? I forget the answer, but I don't think I like the answer. I remember saying something like that's what they all say. Next thing you know, this thing go, I didn't even see it coming. Punch me in my damn face. I backed up and tried to get away from him. I walked around the corner. I found my sister was around there. She came up and got in between me and him, ready to fight him. My little sister, just 2 years younger than me, got in front of him, got in between us. She was actually blocking me. And then there was this pimp that lived around the way who came in, grabbed him, and told me she never put his hands on a female. Gave him a little pep talk. So moving fast forward, because I'm going to skip all the unnecessary details. That happened when I was like 17. I ended up pregnant right after I graduated high school June 1986. I was pregnant July 1986. So I ended up applying for college. I did one semester of college because I wanted to have my daughter at the beginning of the second semester. So I had to drop out. I had my daughter while he went and found a job and started working. And he was working at Wendy's at this time, I'll never forget. So here we are. We had our first child. I'm in college. He's working. Had a baby, my mom's taking care of our daughter while he works, and then I got me a summer job. Then I end up, we had broken up in the summer, and then we got back together, and I ended up pregnant with my second child, you know. Then we got back together, and then we ended up getting married a year later. Oh, let me backtrack. Before the second child, he tried to fight me out of the roof. Like, I don't even know what. I went to the store. It was raining. I remember being at his house with our daughter. I went to the store. Came back. He said, let's go outside. I said, it's nice outside. The sun is out. Let's take the baby outside. Next thing you know, this man tried to hit me while I was holding our daughter. His brother broke it up. So he hit me in the face the first time. The second time, he was about to fight me, but his brother stopped it. So I separated from him for the summer, ended up back with him, and that's how I got pregnant. That's when I got pregnant with my second child. Went on ahead and moved in with him. I wasn't ready to move in, but I was living at home with my mother, and we actually got evicted. So therefore, here it is, I'm pregnant with one child. No, I just had one child, and I'm pregnant with my second child while he's working and providing for us. So I'm moving with him. And we live in his room in the back apartment because him and his brother, they owned his parents owned the building, and they had the first floor, but it was two apartments on the first floor, but they broke the wall down, so those boys had the back apartment. Anyway, wanted to move back there with him. So we stayed there. He wanted to get married after my second child. Then a couple years later, we got into a fight. Because he was acting strange. So we got into another fight. We separated. I fought him back. My brother was there. My brother broke it up. My brother's 4 years younger than me. My brother broke that up. He went to go stay with his brother and his wife for about a week or two. And I let his ass move back. And we had no more problems. Physical problems until he choked me a couple of years later, and then the following year after that, he tried to murder me. So what I'm going to say is this, I had to look back when I started my healing journey, I had to look back and take accountability for being with a man who showed me signs before I even got pregnant by him. When he punched me in my face. But because I didn't have the support that I needed from my mom, you know, who was at church about Jesus, I had a stepfather that wasn't a stepfather, that even approached this man, this dude. Didn't even approach my boyfriend who hit me the first time, and he didn't do nothing. So I had no support, so I ended up right back with him, and that's how why I went through all what I went through, because I should have had that, but I didn't know anything. Here it is, this guy that I'm a team, you know, met, is doing things that my father should be doing for me, such as providing for me. My mama not quite doing a good job, so he's doing it. So who, you know, I'm thinking he's a good man. Tell me, he's good. I never looked at how he never cursed me out or anything, but he did do, I experienced emotional abuse, which I later found out through therapy. But the whole thing is, signs were there. We were together for 10 years, 3 years together, 7 years married. We were together for 10 years. I should have been had left that relationship. And guess what? I left a couple of times, but I always found myself right back because I didn't have nothing, nowhere else to turn. I had no support. I had no services. So I ended up experiencing that in my life, but I can't put all the blame on him because if I had just left him alone and stayed going, I wouldn't have to go through that, but I needed to go through that to learn lessons. That's how I see it.